Kumlana block a mutter up to Chesam Beis on the bottom of the page. Gufa, the 5 lines on the bottom. Gufa, you let him. Rabbi Yechanan, Shlomim sheshachton behechel kshedin. He says if you shechted the shlomim, you shechted in the courtyard. If you shechted in the hechel itself, it is kosher. Shenem, it says v'shachatu pesach oil moed. It says he shechted by the opening, the entrance of the oil moed. And he said the rule, v'lo yehei tafel chavam nikar. How can the tafel, which is only the Pesach oil moed, be better off than the oil moed itself? So if Pesach is good enough, surely the oil moed is good enough. Okay, that's what we learned before. Mace, I'll ask you a question we had before, and every time we learn it, it's a pella. Rabbi Yudav Mseda says, Menayin, how do you know, Shimikifu oivdek chavam sa'azara, if goyim surrounded the base of Migdash, and they cannot stand in the courtyard, as Rashi says, Rashi, Kifo Yechavim, Lemulchamba, they're fighting a war. They ain't Koinim, Yechavim, Lecho Ba'azor, the Koinim cannot stand and eat Nazor, there's swords, spears, and arrows flying in. So what do you think is on their mind? You think in their mind to save themselves? No, they have to eat Kochim. Says the Gemara, how do you know that koinim nichnasim lechel are permitted to enter the hechel, but oichlim be kotche kotchim, the ladi kotche kotchim be shiari menachis, and the leftover menachis. Rashi chaz lechel v'lemini. We don't say the livsulu kotchim behachitzia the yotzu mazor lechel. This might also be considered yitzia. You know, you're not going the other way. You're going into the hechel, but it's the wrong place. Maybe it's impossible. Back to the Gemara, it says a pasuk, "Bekoidish Hakadoshim Toichlenu." It says a pasuk, "V'chol Chatosim L'chol Hashamim," and "Bekoidish Hakadoshim," you should eat it. "Koidish Hakadoshim" means the heichel itself. You don't have to tell me you eat it in the courtyard. The Torah says you eat it in the chatzar emerald. Now the question is, says the Gemara, "V'holom Malikra," why do you need a pasuk to allow me to eat in the heichel? The Zelbavod you said before, "Leih Tavuchom Gikir Leima V'chatzar Emerald Yachlua." It says that you should. It says in the pasuk that you should eat in the chatzar the oil moed v'loy and using your rule v'loy a tafel chama minikir. If you can eat in the chatzar the oil moed, you shouldn't eat the oil moed itself because it's only the chatzar and still eat the oil moed. So using the same chesed of Rabbi Yechon, you should also be able to eat inside the heichel without having a pasuk. The Gemara, no, here you take and eat a pasuk. Why? Avoid the other when it comes to the avoid of a person. You know, we don't need to tell me that the oil moed is more important than the chatzah. We need to have a pasuk to tell you how you're allowed to eat inside the heichel because maybe it's a pasnisht. It has nothing to do with tafel chama meikar. Avoided the Adam Oyved B'Mokim Rabbi Amrinan. If you can work in one place, surely you can work next to your the Eberster Shalai Yehi Tavuch Hamlika. Or but Achila, when it comes to eating, Shein Adam Oyved B'Mokim Rabbi. It's a pasnish for a person to eat in front of his master. Therefore, we would have thought we were not allowed to eat in Heichel. Time with the Kazakra. That's why we need a pasik to enable them to eat it. Halei Kazakra Lo Yehi Tavuch Hamlika Lo Amrinan. We wouldn't here apply the rule of Tavuch Hamlika. Because not derech eretz to eat before your Rebbe. Says the Gemara, "Vayit to eat." But we learned another machlekes, another machlekes.
So didn't you say the same thing is not derech eretz to prepare with a Rebbe ease to prepare the food, which is the shechita?
Yeah, but he told you to do it. He told you go ahead and okay. I guess we're saying, look at Rashi. It's not derech eretz. This is called avoida. This is preparation where he told you to do it. I guess it's not so bad. Rashi, look at avoida he. Avoid here, about 6 lines on that. The derech eretz he lavoid. It's derech eretz to be oivid bifnei rabbi, because you're doing his avoida. It's not your own preparation. You're right. You're doing his avoida bifnei rabbi. Amrin lo yetofel avlachila. When it comes to eating, ain't derech eretz lechem mokin rabbi. When it comes to eating, it's not derech eretz. Do it in place. Exactly. Lo amrin the kim diker hu chalshkin the motzi achav gavei ilo yeshmin kro. Says more right. Back to the Gemara. Eat mom gan. The machleikus.
Yeah, but the thing is, Rabbi Yochanan is making saying the man is only shlomim. He's not saying chatois and oilus and things that you.
Oilus, you don't nobody eats. Oilus,
yeah,
nobody eats.
Yeah, but the shlomim is the chayim for you. And he says even now it's for you. Rabbi Yochanan says you can still do it in the heichal.
Avoid again, and part of it goes to Eibush, the chaylev and the emurim. So it's still. Itma Migalend. What about the mincha bolla, the mixture? You mixed it chutz l'chaymes azora. If you mixed it outside the azora, is that a problem or not? Not the kmitz and everything else, that's an avoida. But what about the preparation of it, the flour and the oil and everything else? You mixed it outside. And Rabbi Yechon, or Rabbi Yechon says, psul is possible, because it's already an avoida, the clay shodder, as well as the clay shodder, this is what mekadesh it, and you did it in the wrong place. The Shloka says ksheda, because he holds it's the kmitz and onwards that actually... says more like this. Shlokes on Mekshede. It says the Shlokes holds kosher. The Chesiv. It says the pasuk v'yotzek olah shemen. You should pour on it oil v'nos and olah levoin and place on it that incense. And then behold, it says v'via bnei anakainim. Then you bring it down a kainim. The kamatz and they will do the kmitzah. So he learns from there. Mekmitzah ve'elich mitzas kahuna. Avoid starts from kmitzah, and that's where it's important to do it inside the Mekshede Mikdash. Limit ayitzika or belila, but when it comes to the preparations of the oil and the mixing, shekshed in bazar is kosher bazar. Umidikuhuna leboyi, and since we know, and we're going to draw an inference there, since when it comes to avoid of kainim, it doesn't matter until the kemitzah. So they've pinim nam leboyi. Also, you don't need it inside the base of midish. Comes along Rabbi Yechon and says, no, psula it's possible. Even though you're right, when it comes to the azor, they can do this activity, but still, it has to be done inside the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Kivan da asi yose b'kli. Since you have to use a kli shodes, nihi de kuna loy boy, you don't need kuna, aber prim mi a boy. You do need prim, just like shchita. Yeshchita can be done by azor, but it has to be done with a kli shodes inside the Beis HaMikdash.
So the kli shodes admit the keli has to be a kli shodes?
Sorry?
For the mixing, the
shlokas
has to be
a clay Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Kmitza kavala, the, what do you call it? Kol kamo de le kamitz, le mikari mincha, kolzman, you didn't do the kmitza, it's not called a mincha, but le karina be mina mincha. What do you call it? Sorry, that's the next piece of Gemara. So there's nothing over here. Back to the Gemara. Tanya comes up here. We have
a real part of the Avodah being done by a non-Kohen.
What's the real part of the Avodah?
What
are
you saying over here? That anyone could do it.
No, the Belila. It's not the Avodah. There's no Avodah here. No, we're saying the Avodah starts. The Avodah starts on the Kemitzah. Yeah, but there's a Machleki we had before. We'll have it again in a minute. Whether the Kli is Kaveyid or not. What is actually makes it holy? The Kemitzah? What makes it in the Shira? Is the Kli? That's the machlekes. It's the next machlekes. But it's the same idea. Whether the keli is makes it kedush, or then that's beginning or not.
So could be that you,
we'll see in a minute. We'll wait 1 minute.
You can mix it in the clay shavas and put it into non-clay.
We learned before yesterday that just because you put in clay shavas, make it holy. It has to be madas. It has to be the clay shavas doesn't automatically make it holy. It has to be done correctly. You had 2 days ago. If a zor does it, it's kosher. But still, it has to be done inside the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yechon's major zor can do it, but it has to be inside the Beis HaMikdash. So you want to write it. Itma, we learn mincha shechasra kainin kmitza. What about the mincha is missing part of the mincha before you did the kmitza? Rabbi Yechon says no problem. Yavi mitar beisa v'yimelena. Bring it from your house and fill it up. But Ishlokes Amar lo yavi mitar beisa l'mishlokes. So you can't. Rabbi Yechon made the beisa l'mishlokes. You can bring from your house. Add something went missing before the kmitza. You can still add kmitza kavla. All the kmitzas kaveya. This is interesting because this l'chayda you would think it would be the other way around. Rabbi Yechon holds that even the belula has to be done inside. You would think that the clay shodas is already kaveyit. Rabbi Yechon yet is the one who says that it's a kmitza that's kaveyit. Rashi, kmitza kavala the chokama the lekam. It's called man. You didn't kmitza le mekari mincha. It's not called a mincha. And yet he holds it has to be done. The preparation has to be done also inside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. I'm sure there's a deek in that. And it's like called a mincha. It's missing. Kedufash lekama and kol loshin kvi is the amar benachas kolayim zokug zel lezer. They not yochel shanas kvi is mean. That's it. This is it, and you cannot change anymore. Tzas men lohavi achatakle fisha hook yachat together. Comes along Gemara back to Gemara. Rishlaki says no. Lo yavi mitar beisa yimelena. Why? Because this is keli kavala. It's a keli that this is kli that's kavei. Rashi the b'shem. That's what calls it a mincha. The karina ba mina mincha pratik eshachaser. And if it's missing, fafal. Acing was. I'll have a question. Eitzer Rabbi Yechon and Ishlokish. Rabbi Yechon asks a question. If the loig is actually missing, the loig of oil you have to use from a tzeda is missing. Im atchala yotzak cold man, you didn't pour it. Himalayan, you can still fill it up. Is a raya that the cold man, you don't start to avoid it, you can fill it up. Yufta is a takakasha. He just said that that even before the committee says fafan, you can't add anything. And says clearly you could cold man, you didn't do avoid it. Rashi, chosar loig, shemesh shel metzeda, atchala yotzak al kapes ma, before you pour it on his left hand, yimalani can still fill it up. I mean, in the kavalu loig shu klei shodas. We don't say that a klei shodas is kaveyit, that you can no longer make changes. You can still make changes. Taste the ass of here, he doesn't understand how the shlokish didn't know a Mishnah. And then he brings another place where the Gemara says clearly that Amoidev didn't know a Mishnah. How can they not know a Mishnah? Because that's the prerequisite to be called an Amoidev, you have to know every Mishnah. And he made the Tzorchin. Itma, we learn Shirayim Shechosru Ben Kmitza Laktor. We had this 3 days ago, but now we're going back to discuss it. Shirayim. That was yesterday. Shechosru Ben Kmitza Laktor. What happens after the Kmitza? Part of the Shirayim went missing. Before you did Haktar, the question is, we learned yesterday, you can no longer eat the Shirayim, but we learned yesterday, you still proceed with the Haktar. So now we're going to learn, there's actually Machari Bechner says, Maktir Kaimitzalein. You still proceed with the Haktar. And it's like, I'm a Maktir Kaimitzalein. And Shlok said, you don't proceed with the Haktar. What do you want to say? Eliba the Rabbi Lezer, if you remember, we had a Machlekes, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, if he had a korban, ein dam, ein bosa. Remember, what happens if the bosa of the korban went missing? Do you still go ahead and sprinkle the dam? So according to Rabbi Lezer, you just learned a minute ago. Once you did the kmitza already, fafal, you can't do anything.
Now you've got the kmitza complete.
You did the kmitza and the shirayim. We had a Machlekes, Rabbi Yechiel
Shlokish. The kmitza is here.
We had a machabech lishlokish before. If before you did the kmitza, if you can add anything to the kavi, but everyone is made the kmitza is kaveya, can't do anything with the shirayim either. It's finished. So what happened? So according to Rabbi Lezer,
it's kind of like the damis in the
it's similar avodah, yeah. Exactly. So according to Rabbi Lezer, said that even though there's no bus, you can still go ahead and sprinkle the blood. It's a libra Rabbi Lezer kuliyam lepli. According to Rabbi Lezer, who says we don't care, then same over here. Who cares if there's any shirayim left in the mincha? Not. Go ahead with the haktaras of kaimitz. The kaimitz is here. Keep pleading machleik. This is a libra Rabbi Shua. He says the main bus ain't dam. What would he hold you by mincha? That now we learned, and they have the same machleik is by mincha as well. Just like they have machleik by behemah, they have machleik by mincha. That now we learned in the Mishnah, nitmu shireh, if the shirayim of the kor mincha became tamei, so what do you do? Nisrefu shireh, or got burned of the shireh, or it got lost. Is kimidus Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds im ein basar, yesh dam kshayra. It's was a chilek, you know, a mincha is the same as the carbon, no flesh bud. No shirayim. Go ahead with the ketanis. Kemidas Rabbi Shua. If you follow the view of Rabbi Shua, holds him ein baser ein dam by a mincha. What happens there? Psula. So lechayda, you would say is possible. Yeah, it would be possible. Same thing. No shirayim. No kemitz. So what's machleid beichin ishlokish? Man, the pasul ishlokish. You said it's possible. Can Rabbi Shua take it? Rabbi Shua literally missing the shirayim. Don't go ahead with the kemitz. However, Rabbi Eichen says you can go ahead. There was nothing left over. There was no basul left over. There was no mincha left over. But if there was any, even a kazayis left of the shirayim, I feel b'shul ma'idalei. And I know that from the carbon. I'm comparing mincha to carbon. The Tanya Lent Nebrai said, b'shul, I'm a kol azvachim shebetayrish, and ishtayim am kazayis basar, b'shul, who says he may basar ein dam, is ma'idalei, but if there's one kazayis left to the flesh, go ahead and do the dam. A kazayis chelev, or there's a kazayis of chelev left, and he'll go on the mizbech, then zoydik adav, go ahead and zoydik. What about chatzizayis basar, chatzizayis chelev? I need a minimum of a kazayis. What about a half a kazayis of basar, which goes to the kohen, or to the Yisrael, and a half a kazayis of chelev, which goes to the mizbech? Can you combine the two, the aggregate, and say there's a kazayis, and I can go ahead and the dam? Ain't no zoydik adav, because they don't combine. But by an oyla, since side the basar, and side the chelev, end up on the mizbech, so both are chilus, chilus mizbech, then I feel the kechatzizayis basar, kechatzizayis. So what do we see from here? So we see from here that Claude says Rabbi Yechon, that when it comes to by Basar, because eyes are left is good enough, I mean Chosar, because I love good enough. In fact, it's a Kasha and Ishlakish. Why by Basar, Rabbi Shur clearly says that because eyes left good enough, and yet by Mincha, Rabbi Ishlakish says that if part of this, part of it is missing, even though you have a because eyes left, don't go ahead. What's the chilek? See in a second. Let's just do Rashi. Kuliam le pligi. Kuliam le pligi. The hashta ma of the shirayi my nisvu kamach shablez and machshir lekamel hakte koymus koshke chosav is only missing the kashir b'miktasa. Matter of the whole thing is missing a lot. The shul leaves a little bit left. Kimidus ablev he followed ablezer weird on bed koyd soiling vasisa oily sech habaser v'hadam. So he learns the dam afa pishein baser. If you have no flesh left and meat left, and you have the dam, go ahead and sprinkle. Shaders, kosher, lahakter, hakoimus, the same here. You have no shirayim left, go ahead with the doctoras, hakoimus, but shirayim, do me the dam le bosa, it's the same thing. The same thing. Abba kemidus, Rabbi Shua holds that there's ain't bosa, ain't dam, domini, main bosa, ain't dam, im ain't dam, main bosa, apostle like the kemidus, he cannot go ahead with the kemidus. So what's machleik is if you have since by so Reish Lakish says he can go ahead, and Rabbi Yechon says since by flesh we say if there's a kazayis boser other than kazayis chaylev, go ahead and sprinkle the dam over here also kazayis milcha you can. The psachin nafklam bekeitah toilin the mishum chaylev nami zorik even for chaylev alone that's a chilz mizbech, it's enough grounds to spray the chsiv zorik a koyin sadam vehikil a chaylev almo chaylev av bishem boser, and furthermore kichati zayis chaylev means if you only have a half a zayis of chaylev and half a zayis of boser you don't chayin a chilz boser chilz reyach mistar. Zrika's dam ain't a lahat in the moon's bech. The Zrika's dam is only to be matted, the fat's in his bech. Ubosa la adam. The key one, the Avlush name, Zika Lamla, what if the spray? Uba oila, the main bossa, main chaleb, kulum is bech, salki, mistarfin. And by an oila, whether it's bossa, whether it's chaleb, kulum is the fact that both end of his bech. So now the Bryce says a line which doesn't make sense, and we'll talk about it. Uva mincha, when it comes to mincha. Okay, understand? Uva mincha, when it comes to mincha. Afa pisha kula kiyam is lezik.
When say
he is in the kiyam, it's a
after
today. Yeah. Afa pisha kula kiyam lezik. But by mincha, even if the entire mincha is left behind, don't zaydik. What does that mean? That line doesn't make sense. Why not? The whole machlek is there was no shirayim left, or kazayis. And here he says, the whole thing is left lezik. We'll come back to that soon. Mincha maya vidate, first of all, Zrika to mincha. We're talking about Zrika's dam. You tell mincha, even though kulakayam is, don't spray. Spray what? Oh, but Papa, we're talking about here, mincha's nesachim, the mincha that is ancillary to a behemoth. So, Sakh never thought, hoyul of a had is zevach asya, comes with a behemoth, kigufa, the zevach damya. It has the same thing like the zevach itself. Kamash malam, that even the behemoth got mos, the main bosser ain't dam. And the mincha
don't.
It says nesachim refers to the wine. No, minchas nesachim means the mincha that goes with the sidus eifah that goes together with the behemah. You would think since the time mincha is still intact, so even though I can't. Yeah, I know, but it's called nesachim, a generic thing. But what he means to say is, we would have thought that since there's no mincha here. So that no behemah, so there's no zrika. But maybe the mincha you should be able to bring because the mincha is entirely intact. Yeah. So the scribe said, no, we would have thought that even though there's no behemoth left, and since the mincha is left, maybe you can go ahead and do Zika Zadam. Because it's part of the carbon. Kamashalan, it's not really a carbon, it's an ancillary to a carbon. Kamashalan. Rashi, mincha ma'avidate, my Zika yesh mincha, ki mincha nesachim, haboyim ima zevach, im avat chelev vo bosh zevach, but a mincha kiyemis. La yizik adam mina mincha, don't spray the blood. Tell you what about it. Uman de posam. In other words, the shlokish who holds that as possible. So the chayda by a carbon, we say the kazayis is left. Go ahead with zrika. So Hagam Minchi says that if chosra even a little bit fafaun, what's the difference? So he says the man the possel shiny hach mincha is different. Because on makro it says mefedish in the pasuk the heidim hakoyin min hamincha the koyin should lift from the mincha as askaros with tesamut base. Es askarosa, the part that goes for kmitza, vehiktir hamizbecha, should go ahead and be marked hamizbecha, the mincha should be marked. Ad isul kula, by vehiktir hamizbecha, you should be marked it on the mizbech, means the entire mincha originally it started out with. That even if a little bit was missing and you have more than a kazayis left over, you cannot bring the kmitz on the mizbech. Ad isul kula, until the entire thing is there. Is mincha la yaktir. That's what the Ish Lakish says. Rashi behind my coming, I mean, because that's cross of Hikta Lamis Becha, add the Isa Lakula, Kayem is an entire Shirayim is left over, proceed with the Kaimitz. The Loyla Yakti, don't do it. The Ida, Chlachaida, according to the Becha, a new Taka Mincha, maybe it's different than Behemoth, what's it comparing to? Min HaMincha, he teaches, what's the possibility? Min HaMincha, Min Chasa Shahaisa Kvar, that you had. Exactly. As long as you have a little bit left from the original mincha, that's good enough. Even a kazai is left. Rashi kavar shahoyse kvar shleima. As long as the shleima shasa came, it's avak of the hashda in the shleima yakti. Even though right now it's not shleima, go ahead and be makti. He's esrei Rabbi Yechon Shlokish. So Rabbi Yechon holds as long as you have a little bit left, a kazai is left of the mincha, go ahead and bring up what you scooped out. And Shlokish says no, you can't. Rabbi Yechon has a question. By lech, we had it yesterday when it came to the showbread, the lechem haponim. We said that if the lechem haponim crumbled before you took away the kaimis, then you can't go into the bread is possible. Don't go ahead with the levaina with the incense. Don't bring it. And then we said, but what happens if it broke after you did the thing? Go ahead with the kaimis, but don't eat the bread. And then we had an opinion that says that it doesn't necessarily mean you did took away the levaina. If it came the time to take away the levaina, 12 o'clock. You already, the din is, it's as if already, as if you brought it up, as if you already see separated, because Gemara says it's already clear what you're going to take away, and you can go ahead and bring the kaimitz up. Says Gemara, Sabichas, there's already a question, actually, Pirka Nifres, if before you to remove that levonia, that incense, that frankincense, the bread broke up, is halech and possible, the bread is possible, the ain maktil of zichin, you don't proceed to be maktil the bazichin. However, but what happens if after you remove the incense, the bread broke? Halechem posel, again, you're not allowed to eat the lechem upon the showbread. Do bring the bezichin. Then we had Rabbi Loza came along and said, I don't even need the actual removal, the physical removal of the levaina. It came the time. Even though you weren't mefarik. So what is he from here? We see that even though it's missing, it's missing, and yet you can go ahead and do the kleidus. What's up, Yerushalak? You're saying that if a part of the mincha is missing, you cannot bring it up. Here's a fit you could. On Malay, the Shlokhi says, Haman, Rabbi Lezer, what's a kasha? Remember we said yesterday, that we said before, that everyone agrees, according to Rabbi Lezer, holds that even though there's no meat left, you can go ahead and sprinkle the blood. If there's no mincha left, go ahead and bring up the kmitza. So why can't this be Rabbi Lezer? So Rabbi Yechon says to him, I don't understand you. On Malay, and here's a general rule, why the Gemara doesn't like to say, oh, the author of this Mishnah is an individual. Oh, no, I mean, look, I quoted you Mishnah Shleiman, open-ended Mishnah, which sounds to be, seems to be universal. But Amadlin, you're telling me it's Rabbi Lezer. It's only a lone opinion of Rabbi Lezer. That's a mean is already all wrong. Eshen, Sveitens, if Rabbi Lezer, my idiot nifers, why talk about when it broke part of it? I feel so revolver, nami machshir. Even the whole thing got burnt. You had no bread left whatsoever, or got totally lost. Nevertheless, you're allowed to bring the levaina because he doesn't care. So it can't be Rabbi Lezer. This is Chachamim. And just Rabbi Shua. And nevertheless, it says that a part of it is left. Go ahead with the kaimitz. Ishtik. The Shlokhi didn't have what to answer. And the modern minute will say, why couldn't he answer the following? So the Gemara, let's go question Rashi. Vom Rabbi Lezer, say, makti bezichin, alma shirayim, shechosru ben kaimitz, laktora, makti di malaya kaimitz, still bring the kaimitz. Vom Rabbi Lezer, leitzich, ali, aydi, tonu, lil, tonu, hachi, learn here. Mishnah Shleim, why is it mentioned here, this whole part about the time? There's no reason for it, said Rashi, just, agdar chagav. Mishnah Shleim, stam Mishnah. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara, I don't understand why the Shlokish was stumped. But my Shosa, he could have said to him, Lemele, he could have said to him, what are you talking about? You're talking about Lechem upon him. I'm talking about a private mincha, and you're bringing me Eliza Lechem upon him. Tzibur Shaini. The laws Bechlal of communal Kabbonis is very different than ordinary. Varaya, Hoyo the Isha Tumel Legabayo. We know that the Tomei comes to a communal carbon, we suspend the laws of Tumel, we allow him to bring it. So all the laws are different. So maybe just like Tumel we allow, if part of it is missing, we say, go ahead and bring the Kemitza. But when it comes to a private carbon, it's missing, you can't bring it. Why didn't he answer that? That's not you know why he didn't answer it? Because this matter must be from here. Even as Lakish is Moida. Chsorin kibal mumdami. Chsorin is not like a tumor, which is something over and above the animal. It's like something is missing. Just like about mum. It's something, it's a defect, an inherent or intrinsic defect. And by a tzibur, if something is balmum, we don't say, oh, let's suspend the laws of balmum. No, when the psul is in the carbon itself, we don't remove it. So the same thing here is when it comes to missing. Rashi Zayse Medes. Balmum is not, there's no special dispensation of Balmum. It's a psul that's prevalent in both. It's quiet. Continuation, trying to answer the Shlaki, he defended Shlaki against Rabbi Yochanan. And Yosef Rapapa said to Goma, Loshmaite, repeat it over this whole sugya. Including this whole thing, why the Shlok is quiet and why they didn't answer about a tzibur shiny. Aren't we talk? Who, you know why he didn't talk about tzibur? Because they are talking about tzibur. You think Rabbi Yechon is only talking about private minchas? Then Rabbi Yechon Shlok is be minchas aimed at tzibur or pligi. You're arguing even the case of a minchas tzibur, which is a minchas aimed. The carbon mincha they brought the second day of Pesach to allow you to eat the new crop, and they're arguing as well. If part of what we're missing, what do you do? So don't answer me that, oh, mincha tzibur is different. Is that going to help? Because that's what they're arguing, that very subject they're arguing about. And Rabbi Yechon still holds that mincha tzibur doesn't work. Omer HaMalkiyoi, usually every time we have a Malkaya, your Malkaya, the Gemara has a whole thing giving us a rule to remember. Here the Gemara didn't give us a rule, they hope that by the time we get to Menachos.
But is there only one here? Or is
he's the only one here.
Oh, okay. So.
No, but every time we had only one of them, they would tell us to remember this Gemara, this Mishnah, Braise, you know, whatever, Malkayoi and Malkaya. To remember who said what. Not if you have both, no.
It doesn't quote two statements.
No.
You should know which one based on
that. No.
And you link the statement to their name?
No. No, just bechal to remember. Says the Gemara, Ramakai said, Tana Chodom. So many letters, everything is letters. Anyway, Tana Chodom, it says in the Pasik, that they should do a kmitza, what do you call it? Malay Kamsay from the salsa umishamna. Misalsa from the flour and from the oil. Sheim chosra, when misalsa from its flour, sheim chosra koshu psula. If anything is missing, it becomes pasul. And then it says a pasul umishamna from its oil, sheim chosra koshu pasul. That's one braisa. That means anything is missing, the whole thing is pasul. On the other hand, vitan yidach, we learned in another braisa that v'hanoiseres min hamincha, if there's anything left over from the mincha, Hanoi said the leftover the mincha, you do this and this. Prat le mincha shechasa. If the mincha itself is missing, ushechasa kaimtza, or the kaimtz is missing, ushalai hiktim levanase klum. And again, if there's anything missing, don't bring it. We have two psukim here. One pasuk says misalsa from his flour, that has to be the entire contents. If anything is missing, don't go ahead. And then we bring from another pasuk, same idea. It says v'hanoiseres min hamincha, that when do you head, as you say, it's called a mincha, only if the entire shirayim is left over. But if anything is missing, or the kain missing, or you didn't bring the levain up, it's no good. Why do you need two psukim to tell you the same thing? Why do you need to psukim by missing love, isn't it? Chad le mincha shechasa kainik mitzvah. One is regarding a mincha that was missing before the kmitzah is very possible. And the chad and another one is for a bigger chiddush, le shirayim shechasa make mincha katara. You already did the kmitzah. When you did the kmitzah, it was proper. But even so, if afterwards part of it is missing, it's possible. Before you roasted the kmitzah. So the klora raya to Rabbi Yechanan, that if klora raya to Reish Lakish, if anything is missing, it's possible. But to you to Rabbi Yechanan, but tavayu, shakasha, Rabbi Yechanan said, as long as you have a kazayis left, is good enough. It's clear here that if anything is missing, it's possible. So the Gemara, no. Rabbi Yechon's going to answer, Chad le mincha, you have two psukim, I'll tell you what it's for. One is a mincha shechasa kain kmitzah. If a mincha is missing before the kmitzah, I agree, you cannot go ahead and do anything until, because I already told you before, Rabbi Yechon said, just go home and bring more to fill it up. He may even basically lend it in. If you go home and you fill it up, fine, and be loy. So that's one pasuk. What about the chad, the other one? Le shirayim shechasu ben kmitzah lahak torah. Shirayim was missing between the kmitzah and torah. The afagav the makter koyim mitzaleyin oisin shirayim asurim lachila. This is what we learned yesterday. Go ahead with the kmitzah. But what about the leftover mincha? Can you eat that? And that's what the pasuk is coming to tell you. You cannot eat the shiraim of the mincha. The kmitzah, you proceed, not like the shlokish. You do ahead, you go ahead with the kmitzah, but you cannot eat the leftover of the mincha if anything went missing. Because it's talking about hanoiseres min hamincha, talking about the shiraim, what you do with that noiseres. And I'm telling you, don't eat it. But not, we're not focusing on the kmitzah. That, you still go ahead and do it. The boyulu, we actually asked the question, ledivri ha'im shiraim, the one who says that shiraim, shechosa, went missing. Bank misa lahaktora, between kmitzah and haktora. Makti kmitzah lab. Yechon said you can go ahead and bring up the kmitz. Oysen shiraim mahim machila. What do you do with the shiraim? Omar ziri. Ziri said, Omar krozbozik vahanoiseres. That only if the full amount of the mincha is left behind, you eat it. If you only have a part of what's left behind, that's called neseres, minneseres, that you do not eat. Or, and Rabbi Yannai says, the same idea from different pasuk. It says, meha mincha, it says in the pasuk, meha mincha, mincha shahay sekvar. As long as the entire mincha that was there before, you can go ahead and eat. If not, you cannot go ahead. So, but that's one pshat. Another pshat Rashi has is no, that he's actually arguing. He holds that if any part of the mincha that was there before is still left, you can eat it because you brought the kmitza, you could eat it. And he's actually arguing. So they're either arguing or agreeing. Okay, so komatz b'smoil, if you went ahead and you did the left hand, we learned in the Mishnah, it disqualifies you. How do you know? Menon emili. How do you know if you come with a smile is possible? I know left hand is possible. Omer Abzeid, Omer Kroh, says in Pasik, that you should bring the mincha, says in Pasik, Vayakrei ves ha-mincha, Vayimalich ha-poi mimenu, you fill up your hand from it. Then it says you should be makim as bech. Any idea, ma'u, I don't know which hand. Kishoyme, when it says, V'lokach ha-koyim me-loig ha-shemen, the coin you should take from the loig of shemen, from the oil. And he goes ahead and he goes to the mitzvah, the yotzek al kaf hakoyin hasmoilis, and he puts it on his left hand. Why is it to spell out kaf, left hand? He said, aye, kan smolis. When the Torah highlights that it's a left hand, you know it's a left hand. Hakol mokesh never kaf, ain't elimim. But everywhere else, with just a stam kaf hand, it means the right hand. Pretty much, how do you know? Well, I'm a boy, little goofy. What do you mean? How do you know? Maybe over here the Torah wants dafka the left hand, and everywhere else we don't care what hand it is. So the Torah has to tell you left hand to tell you dafka left hand. I need to tell you the left hand. And for the Gemara, small is achirin eksiv. We have another pasuk. This is another pasuk where it says small is as well, and it says left. It says the left hand. So we have two psukim that says left hand to tell you, but everywhere else is right hand. Let us have a. We have a rule. Ein miut acha miut el rabbis. If you have twice, it says left hand is coming to tell you faket that it's always the left hand is good enough. It's only coming to be marbe. In other words, what do you mean? That you the Torah says left hand because it's twice left hand. It's in marbe that even the right hand of the coin is good enough when it comes to this. By a mitzvah, maybe that the right hand is good enough. As the Gemara says, because the third pasuk. Small is achirin eksiv. It's actually a third pasuk for it says the word small. So if the whole vart is it says twice left hand to be marbe that a koyin can even use his right hand. So why is it a third time? To tell you only left hand here. That can small to tell you that wa taka over here only the left hand vein achas small but everywhere else right hand. Talking about maybe vein of faket adab si faket ma can small is so you have one pasuk on its own say just like over here the left hand abba almanami small is how do you know that's a medayik that only over here the left hand and everywhere else the right hand maybe the Torah is telling you just like over here the left hand is good enough everywhere else left hand is good enough. Well, it says, Arba small exceed. There's a third. It says, twice small is by a poor man, twice small is by a rich man. It says, five times small. Trebani, treba ashir. And what do you need for? So it actually says, Arba small is ksivi, but six lines in the white lines. Chad legufi, one bechal te, the left hand. The chad legluya layu, the hanar tarti, the lav le miet achamidasi. And then you need one to tell you that don't think it's a miet achamid, Arba is that you can also have a right hand. And the chad, and the fourth one is Shalatema, you shouldn't say, hide the kamel, you shouldn't say, oh, you know why it says third on its own, to tell you that everywhere else is like here. left hand. The fourth one, what he needed for. So that's what we have. Get back to the Gemara. It says on the right tome, since you're dashing so much about the fact that it says the left hand, what are you dashing when it says by the right hand? It says here you should put it on the right toe and the right thumb. What do you dash with that? The chesiv, it says by Hashem and Tzevah Shalomali, what do you need that for? Since you're saying Stam, it's always the right hand. Every time it says Shem and Yod, it means right hand. So I know it means the right hand. As soon as it says Yad V'Regel, which hand does it mean? Obviously the right. So why does it say, according to you, you're dashing, you're making such a big deal out of the fact that it says Smolis, but everywhere else is Yaminis. No, so how come we have to talk about Yaminis? It says Boyin Yod Yaminis, Boyin Agla Yaminis. What do you need that for? It says the Gemara, Chad Lahach Shitz Dodin. One of the boyin you need to be machshid, it's dodi. If you didn't get it right on top of the thumb, but on the side of the thumb, or the toe, and the chad l'psol tzitzis on the back of the toe, all of them are good enough. Rashi, chad al boyin bein di yad bein beregel hachshes dodi shel boyin. Rashi lekama on al besamach next to yuchsiv all of matir menasha, and the chad al on the back boyin bein di yad bein beregel lifsol tzitzis dodi basa tach nekinegel kavda al amenin v'loy tachas. So the side is good, and the other one lifts al tzitzis dodin. It says the money. So what the first one is to tell you. It says al. Al means next to. I don't dafka need on top of the right toe or the top of the right thumb, even next to it, the side. But the second, the other bohin it says to tell you, but not the opposite side. It pasul the tzitzis dodin, the side of the side. In other words, the back of the toe is pasul. We'll stop paying attention tomorrow. Oh, last week we go to the two dots. Let's go to the two dots. It says Vaitin the Pasik, the leftover oil on his hand, the coin should place also on his earlobe, on the right earlobe, and so on and so forth. And Al Dama Oshim says next to the Dama Oshim, Al Dama Oshim. What does that mean? Says the Gemara. Al Dama Oshim, it means Al Mokum Dama Oshim. The play, and it says by Al Dama Oshim, it says by an Osher. And it says, Al Mokum Dama Oshim by an Oni. Lamayasa, what does he need that for? What does the Al of him mean? And what are you two psukim for? So, one of them, you got to put the oil on top of the dam. You say you take the oil and place Al Dama Oshim on top of the oil, blood, you put some oil. Okay, I understand. But once we know by one, we automatically know that by your Oshim, the same thing by an Oni. What do you have to say in both places for? So the Gemara, how does you need? Because I'm al dama osham. Say only by an osham, dama osham. Having your thought, if the blood is still around, place the oil on the blood. What happened is kind of for some reason or other, somebody wiped away the blood. Then loy, don't put. We're talking about. You put the blood on the finger of the mitzvah, and then you put the oil. But if there's no blood, no problem. Just continue. It has to be the same place. Because I'm on mokum only in a place. Having your thought, davke is kaneh. Davke, if it's wiped away, you have. Put it in that place. I will eat, but the blood is there. Ema have a chatzitza. Maybe you should put it on the side. I would have forget. A mokum hadam sounds like there's no blood left, but in the place where the site where the blood used to be, place the oil there. So I would have thought forget. Dafke, if there's no dam there, that's when you put the oil there. But if there's dam there, I got a problem with the chatzitza. Maybe you should put the dam on the side. Kamash malon al dama osham. Place on top of the blood. Rashi. Four lines on top. Adama Osham, the Osher, by an Osher, it says place the oil on top of the blood, on the toe and the finger. Al Mokum Dama Osham, the Oni. By an Oni, it says place it on the place where the Dam used to be. Lamali Kalema Tere Kroy Lamani Tupsukim, Mishlema Chad Kosei, one of them written Lashmin on the Yitin Shem Ladam to tell you where to place the oil on top of the blood, like Etzle, not next to it. Al Mokum Dama Lami, why you the Pose, it tells you the place of the blood. So what Yisrael says, have, I mean, I would have thought, Isay. So we said we need both. If we would have said only a dam, I would have thought that you put the on top of the blood. But if there's no blood there, then you don't put oil. Have, I mean, Isay, in Isay, the dam, Yitin, the blood is there, put the oil there. Abon is kanech, adam, the blood is wiped away. You don't place any oil there at all. That's why it says makam adam, the place where the blood used to be. So let it just say makam adam. If you say the place the blood used to be, I would say, forget, dafke, there's no blood there, go ahead and put oil. But if there is blood there, it's a chatzitza. Bein shemen lebayin. There's a chitzit between the oil and the thumb or the toe, and the fact that there's oil there. V'lipasul, rachmanam al bayin, lach yitzich al dam. That's what you need, al dam. Stop here.